Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oops, I'm ahead of myself.
We'll be live.
We are live now. I want to just welcome everybody to Be Unique Radio's on-demand show with your host, Mary Brotherton. That's me. I interview select people who are of special interest, and today's show is brought to you by Chalk Wild and Be Unique Brevard. Chalk Wild is the backpack that enhances creativity, empathy, and self-esteem. Check them out at chalkwild.com. Be Unique Brevard is the premier magazine of Florida's Space Coast. You can learn more about this and other Be Unique products at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And now I get to introduce my special guest for tonight. We are here with Anviet and his son, Hyun. I'm going to mess it up. Hyun? Nguyen.
Yes, Hyun, yes.
And father and son, I want to know more about how this works. I'm just going to let people read about him on the, he's a sophomore at Enoch High School in Modesto, California. But I want to talk about Chalk Wild backpacks. How old was, I've been talking to you, Charlie. How old was your son when he first came to you about this?
So one is about 10, 11, 11. We were hanging out at the skateboarding park in Modesto, see if interest in skateboarding. And he noticed kids with the JanSport backpack which they drew on with the Sharpies. And so he said, "Hey, Dad, these are cool art, but you got the permanent. It said, wouldn't be cool if it's erasable." So I thought, that's not a bad idea. That's pretty cool. So we went home and looked online, couldn't find anything like that. So he and I decided to work together to develop this backpack. It started out as using real chalk. That's hence the word Chalk Wild. We got a backpack, and we got the chalk paint from Home Depot and painted on the backpack. And then we drew on with chalk, and it works, but it's pretty messy. So over time, we developed into something pretty simple, but it's effective. It's just this PVC plastic over the top of the backpack, and we drew on it with the liquid chalk markers, and it's erasable, and it's much cleaner, and looks a lot nicer.
Well, I know Jennifer has shown me the one that she got when she met you guys. Or, you know, did she meet him or just you?
He met me and my younger son, who I jokingly said is my spokesperson. He's six, and he uses the backpack for his school as well.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Jennifer showed me one, and she puts, you know, copies of Be Unique in it and draws things on it, and it's always different every time, and I love that, because for a creative person, it's not always about the creation as much as it is the creating.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yes, 100%.
Him, what do you think about that?
I think it's, what you said is absolutely correct. It's not really about it's about the final product, but the path to get there is a lot more fun sometimes.
So how many pictures do you think you've drawn on your backpack?
How many pictures have I drawn on my backpack?
Well, yeah. Do you take a photo of them when you finish it?
Well, typically I do, and well, now it's probably counting from all the way since I was 11. It's got to be a couple, maybe at least 1,000 by now.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it. Might as well. Better than papers.
I like that. And you know what I would like to do? I would like to see some of those pictures and probably put some of them in one of the upcoming issues of Be Unique magazine.
I'll be delighted to.
I would love to see, especially your favorite ones. You know, you don't have to send me all 1,000 of them, but I'd love to see some of your favorite ones, because we love to focus on artists and things like that. I'm still kind of in awe that you were just 11 years old when you thought of this. So you and your dad worked side by side to come up with what was workable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How
so
many,
how many different...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how many different ideas did you play around with before you came up with the one that you've got now that works?
A lot of different things. I don't know the exact number, how many different models we had. We started out with the real chalk and the chalk paint. It was kind of messy, and we're trying to figure out this and other material, and we researched. And we looked, and we tried different things. We got some backpacks that has the PVC on it, and we just tried to draw on it with the markers. And so I think after about close to a year, we settled on the PVC. So our very first model, it's all enclosed. So just a PVC plastic on outside the backpack. And over the years, we get feedbacks from parents, and you know that. So now we have a lot of different new features. For example, the one you may have seen from Jennifer, it has a zipper on top. Purpose of that is one of the moms said, "Hey, my daughter loves to draw, but she's I would say disabled. Her hands are not nimble like ours. What if she want to trace something? What does she do?" And I said, well, that's a good idea. I don't know, how to answer that. So, you know, we just come up with different things to make that easier. So the zipper on top make it easier for people to put a picture in there to trace and then color. Or if kids have a really cool picture they draw on the paper, they can put it in there, and that becomes their what we call a mobile art gallery. They can walk around with, set off their artwork.
That's really cool. What Jennifer does is she, like I said earlier, she puts the Be Unique magazine in there, and because of the size, it fits well, but there's room around it. So she draws a little, like a little design on top of what's already in the back. I like that.
Yeah, so she drew like a frame around it, so it looks like a framed piece of art.
Yes. Now, these backpacks come in two sizes.
It actually came in three. It comes in three sizes. We kind of put the largest size on hold, just because the largest size, which the one he is using right now, is 18 by 30 by 8 inches, so it's very large. We didn't have a lot of interest in the older kits. Most of the kids who are using them or like using them are like 10 and younger. So we stay with two sizes. The one, the small size is for like 2 to 5 year old, and there's about 12 by 11 by 4, which my son, he's in first grade, he still uses because he doesn't want to change your bigger backpack. So the next size up is 15 by 12 by 6, and that's the one I'm using for work as well, and it fits a laptop in there, and it fits a lot of stuff in there.
I was just thinking, yeah, that's big enough for most laptops.
Yeah, so it works for me, but kids are in college kids. They have a lot of stuff in there, so they need a bigger backpack. We are developed some newer kind of models. We're trying to mix different colors in the backpack, and at some point we can do something like, let's say if a big like a funder, let's say the Gates Foundation, they want to buy, 10,000, right? And we can make a backpack with their logo on it and their colors on the backpack. So it becomes like a Gates Foundation backpack instead of just a trunk
wall.
And then, so now we can give, now they can give them out, and, or we can give them out as well, but it's going to be, we have our logo on there, but their logo will be more prominent.
Maybe we need to talk about that in email a little bit later on. Like, get me some numbers and see if that's something that Be Unique can do, either as giveaways or fundraisers.
Okay.
What is the rest of the backpack made of?
The backpack is made up of what they call 600 units, like denier. So it's pretty tough. What is that? Polyester material.
Polyester. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And so one other thing that we keep getting from people, which I didn't pay attention at first, but now I should bring that up with people, is that when people buy it, I got a lady who from Switzerland who bought it for her niece and nephew because they're both autistic. And so when she got the backpack, she emailed me. She said, hey, these are really well made. And I said, thank you. But after hearing that a few times, like, well, wait, there must be something. Maybe people think it's like a novelty item, which is, you know, they use it once or twice and throw it away. So we want to make a well-made backpack, but I guess we fail to communicate that to the buyers. So maybe I'm thinking we should mention that so that way people know it's a backpack. You can use it, abuse it, but you still can draw on it as well.
Right. The fact that you can draw on it or display your other artwork in it clearly is a little bit of a novelty idea. I mean, nobody's ever done that before. But the backpack itself is useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that on your website you say that the backpack is it helps or enhances creativity, which I understand that. That's easy to understand. But how does it enhance empathy and self-esteem?
So we've been looking at a lot of different research and studies, and it's not just the backpack, but just doing art in general. So all this research, you know, show that it's doing art, especially visual arts and music, and, you know, just art in general, it helps. Like doing art, you have to think about what you're drawing, and a lot. Sometimes you do get to do with other friends, so it's over time. It helps us see how the other person feel, and of course, you know, the more art you do, this with feedback and all that things, and it can help improve your their self-esteem as well. And so we are just excited and happy that. There's a lot of studies linking art to all these benefits, and so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. The Chuckle Backpack is just a tool for kids to do art and kind of reap this benefit from doing art. So, like, for example, here in Penn, he used to like Pokemon. So every day he would have different Pokemon characters on his backpack.
Okay.
People say, hey, that's really cool. You know, things like that, comments like that, will help kids a lot. Or just start get a conversation started.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about the feedback helping to enhance self-esteem. We attended Be Unique attended an art show not too long ago, and most of the work Jennifer and I had done, although some other volunteers had done work and gave it to us to submit or display or sell, whatever it happened to be. And one lady walked by and she said, I love this kind of art. It's so innocent. And I thought that's exactly what I didn't know I was trying to get. You know, it just makes you feel good, full of color.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody comments on your artwork, no matter what kind of comment, it's going to be beneficial, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In the past, it's just something we want to try to do some more. Now, you know, hopefully the COVID thing will get better. We donate some backpacks to the Boys and Girls Club. And so it was during the Thanksgiving time. So they did a Thanksgiving theme art on the backpack. And then we got a Starbucks, local Starbucks, to display. So we bore a wall on the Starbucks to display artwork on the inside the store. So we hung up the art, the backpack, you know. It's like an art gallery. We hung up the backpack on the bottom. We have the name of the kids, the name of the art piece. And then we asked them to come in to vote. That was a lot of fun. So, you know, we told the kids, hey, you got this number, how many votes? You get this, how many votes? So the winners, we get, you know, a prize. They got a gift card from Starbucks. Probably not coffee, but, you know, can come in and get chocolate or something, hot chocolate.
Uh-huh.
But that gave them a lot of, it was a lot of fun for this kid. You know, they saw that the artworks are being displayed. Yeah, you know, that's, I'm sure that, you know, it did very, you know, have a positive effect on their self-esteem.
Yeah, that's really cool. Do you do that a lot? You donate to organizations like the Boys and Girls Club?
We, in the past, right now, what we're trying to do, I'm writing grants, so we are not a nonprofit. But we work with a community foundation as a fiscal agent, so we
okay.
apply through them. So they get their fee, and then they help us, you know, keep all the paperwork thing. And then we just get okay. So we ask, let's say the our foundation just gave us some money a couple months ago. They gave us $10,000, like, you know, give the backpack to kids. So we take that money, and then we get the and we brought it to the low-income area, underserved children. For example, we gave it to the Salvation Army kids
okay.
and the homeless shelter. So our next plan, what we want to do next, we want to do a art program as well. So instead of giving backpacks to kids, we want to bring in an artist to do art program with the kids, like once a month or twice a month, depends on the funding we have. That way it kind of helps to get kids to continue doing creating art in the backpacks, and it's keep the idea in their head that, hey, I can do art in my backpack or on paper. So that way, you know, they keep doing more and more art, you know, in order to get the benefit from it, not just like once, doing once and twice, and then, you know, that you can do art in the backpacks.
And like any art, it has to be done over and over repeatedly to get better.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's our goal. So when we ask for funding now, we ask for funding for the cost of backpack, also for a cost of bringing in an artist to do. So at the conference where I met Jennifer, I bought a couple of different art programs. And then
yeah,
so
the art to
we
art.
Can buy that.
Yeah, that's a cool game.
Yeah, so we can do all that stuff on the backpack or on paper. You know, or they can do on the paper and stick in the backpack. It's like Moxie box art. They, you know, kids can do some cool art on the paper or in the backpack, or if it's on the paper, they can stick in the backpack. So we look at partnering with Moxie box art sometime in the future to see how we can work together.
That's really cool. I think Moxie box art is one of the best, most innovative things I've seen. And then when Jennifer came back from that conference and told me about Chalkwild, I'm like, well, I wish I could have gone and gotten to see all these great innovations. But I'm really glad that I'm here talking with you now. I want to ask him something on a more personal level. Are you there?
Go ahead. I'm right here.
I know that you're very conscious about the environment, and
yes.
you encourage your family to reduce waste. So how's that going? How are they doing? How's your family reducing waste? Do they have a long way to go, or are they doing pretty good?
I think we're doing pretty decent right now. It's collecting like all like recyclable materials into one place and putting them into the recycling bin like, you know, supposed to, reducing what we need, like electricity, water, not using too much of it. It's good for the environment, good to save energy.
That's right. So you're not nagging as much as you used to, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm not nagging as much as I used to.
Well, gentlemen, we have a caller. I want to see who this is. Somebody's got a question. Hello there. Who's called in? Are you there, caller? Well, it sounds like the ocean or the road. And maybe they're just listening. But I'm going to put them back on hold since they're not answering. A lot of people call in because it's easier to hear than it is. They may not really want to call, actually ask a question. I was getting excited. I love it when somebody calls into the show because I feel like they're wanting to ask an important question. And sometimes I get kind of stuck and I don't know which questions to ask. But I do have a question for you, Hien. Are there colors that you think work better than others on your backpacks?
Well, for me, it's just preference, but I'm a big fan of the color red. I mostly use the color red on my drawings and what I do. But I think darker colors show up better with the black surface, but just my own preference, really.
Okay.
Red, blue, all that.
Yeah, I would imagine the dark blues and purples and black may not show up as well as the brighter colors, but that's okay. Now, you're doing something that I think is very admirable. Two things, actually. I also don't like to advertise for other people by wearing branded clothing. So salute for that. But also, I think that you're very smart. You're planning on attending Modesto Junior College because it's free. And then you're planning on transferring to a university, right?
Yeah, well, that's the plan, at least.
What do you intend to major in?
Honestly, with that, I have no idea yet. I'm still trying to find out. Well, I've got a few years left, I guess, to figure out what I want to do.
You've got plenty of time. Maybe you don't even, you know, I graduated without a major. I just could never decide. And I'm really glad I studied a little bit of this, a lot of that. Now, like you, I am not a fond of, not a friend of math. So I'll give you a little tip that I did to keep my GPA up. I took my math the last year. So all the way up until my final year, I had I kept a 4.0. And then it dropped down to a 3.8. And I'm like, oh, I can survive with this. I'll live with this. But it was the smartest thing I ever did because I didn't have to think about it.
See, that is a very good advice for a lot of college students.
Yeah, I'm writing the idea down right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, it worked for me. And mostly I think it worked because every year I knew I don't have to do math this year. And when I finally did, I think my mind was more in tune to, okay, I have to do math, so I'm going to buckle down and I'm going to do it. I knew it was going to bring my GPA down, but I needed for it to stay high as long as possible, just for my own self-image. Something else. Go ahead.
I wish you'd do that.
I know that you like lesser known subjects. You like learning about things that I guess most people don't know about, correct?
Yeah, I tinker with less popular stuff. It's more good for like small talk and stuff. Just bring up a random topic that nobody else knows.
So do you have like a favorite thing that you've learned that most people don't know?
Over 2021, I studied a bunch of things like Chinese mythology and just rambled on about it continuously, look into it, how it affects culture, like modern culture today.
And how does it affect modern culture today?
Well, there's mythologies and legends, such as the book Journey to the West. In that book, through that story, since it's an open work, people and media as a whole has used it as a reference to get inspiration from. So stories, maybe even the superheroes of Marvel and DC as taking inspiration from the legends of the Chinese mythology, as well as advertisements. They use it everywhere. Journey to the West specifically has a mythology creature called Sun Wukong. And Wukong is used in most media as a powerful character that's depicted to be strong, brave, and a symbol for victory.
Okay. Well, I know that a lot of the Marvel and DC comics drew from the Monkey King as well. It's kind of the So I'm trying to think of something I can stump you with.
He stumps me all the time. My
do you know the most expensive Super Bowl ad?
No, I have no idea. I have very little interest in sports.
Are you sure you're not my child? You sound like you could be a spitting image of me. I think the most expensive Super Bowl ad, the information I have is probably a couple years old, and it was like $21 million for one 60-second ad, which I think is ridiculous.
That's way too much money.
There's so many other things we could do with that money.
So many more helpful things that we can do.
Yes. This isn't so much of a hidden or little known fact, but it's also something that a lot of people don't know. Can you name all six simple machines?
Simple machines?
A simple machine.
Simple machine. Matt, I have no idea, but now you're giving me something to look up for later tonight.
Does your dad know?
No.
I stumped you. Good. I can
yeah,
tell
I
you
know,
what they
I
are if you'd like to know. The wheel and axle
yes.
is one. The lever, the inclined
okay.
plane, the pulley, the screw, and the wedge. And they're called machines. They're very simple, and that's okay. I like simple stuff. Gentlemen, we are at the end of our show. I'm going to hit this caller who's still on the line and see if they're actually listening or want to ask a question before I say
okay.
goodbye.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just listening to your show.
Just listening. Okay, so you didn't have a question from us tonight.
No, this is my first time logging in. I'm a family member gave me the phone number. I was trying to see if they was on too. So I was just listening.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Are you driving?
Yes, I'm driving. I got my head on.
No, that's fine. I was wondering if you were driving or down on the ocean. And
yes,
either one
driving.
Is perfectly fine. Awesome. Well, since you don't have anything else to say and you were just listening, I want to say thank you for calling in. Be Unique Radio has shows on almost every night of the week, and you're always going to find something exciting with some of these. Our guests are phenomenal. And
okay.
with that,
great.
I need to hit – pardon me?
Well, I said great.
Thank you. I've got about a minute and a half to say thank you to Anjet and – Yin Nguyen, I stumbled, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
I know it does, but I don't like to be the one it happens with. I think names are very important, and I try to my best to pronounce them correctly. I'll have to practice. Because as your dad said, we're friends, so I should know everybody's name by now. I want to thank
you, friends.
Thank you. I want to say thank you for listening to Be Unique Radio's on-demand show with me, Mary Brotherton. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. I know I did. I especially enjoyed stumping you guys. This show was sponsored by chalkwild.com and beunique.org. If you'd like to have your brand promoted to our diverse listeners in 78 countries, just email us at connect@beunique.org. That's connect. CONNECT at BUNEKE.org. And I want to say thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful evening, and I have to get ready for my board meeting in about 3 minutes. So actually,
okay.
about
well,
three seconds.
You.
Good night.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Man.
You're welcome.
Good night.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.